Hello and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is making use of common sense. Before I get into that, let me remind you that I'm having a very special measurement workshop for you 2 weeks from the day this episode is coming out. So if you're wondering, how am I supposed to be measuring my organization? Is my organization doing well? Am I, as a technical executive, doing well? How do you measure your managers and leaders in your organization? I'm going to cover that and more in my 3-hour online workshop. And I'm waiting to see you there. If you want to find out more details, you have a link in the show notes. And you can also reach out to me. My email is there as well. And now let's get to the subject of today's episode. Common sense. There is something that I think too many of us tend to put aside, and that is the fact that at the end of the day, our job is not that complex. We tend to make things overcomplicated just because we feel like that's the right way to do it, because it might make us feel clever, because it just seems weird to go for the simple solution, or that we don't feel like it's supposed to work that way. I see people who have an idea about solving a problem, but they never voice it because they feel like it's too obvious. And I'm going to use a few examples in a minute to help you understand what exactly I'm talking about. But I want to start with the key takeaway, and that is today, I want you to try and notice areas where you have a thought about something, or yeah, that's an interesting idea, but nah, it's too obvious, I'm not going to say it. Or it's too obvious, they probably tried it anyway. It's too obvious and it kind of worked. And I want us to do that today and help you get more tuned to your common sense, because you're going to be surprised how effective it can be. And let's start with a few examples to help you realize some more what exactly we're talking about. So A, in my work, I always tell my clients that, yes, what I do is like 80% common sense. And I am not, I mean, I do think I'm pretty smart, but it's not like I'm the smartest person alive, right? I just try and make sure to inject my common sense into discussions. And I'm not afraid of asking questions where I might get an answer that's like, yeah, we already thought about that. Because that's literally the worst thing that can happen. I'm going to be told that they've thought about it. They've tried it. That's it. Who cares? So for example, I'm talking to a client. They talk to me about some issues that they're having with their directors. I make a notion that, hey, have you considered doing this or that? You know, super simple stuff. Talking to them, asking them this and that. You know, the most direct, simplest of solutions. And this is a VP that has been managing people and a unicorn for years. And you know what he tells me? You know, I should have thought about that. That's, you know, that makes perfect sense. It's just simple. And sometimes we need that. And if I had listened to my little inner voice that's telling me, no, Aviv, that's too simple. That's too straightforward. There's no reason to even say that. You're talking to a smart person. He's thought about it. You know, if I've listened to that voice, my client wouldn't have gotten that insight. And I think that we listen to that little nagging voice too much. Another example would be, you know how you see that someone's having an issue, maybe someone is trying to debug a problem, you're calling tech support, and they start with the most obvious thing. It makes you roll your eyes because you're like, come on, reset my computer. I've tried that. You know, I've reset the router before calling you. But the reason that they ask this, and you know, this is common sense, right? But they ask it because it actually helps in a tremendous amount of times. So why not ask the obvious thing, even if it makes you roll your eyes? And another example would be when your team is working on stuff. Maybe when they are considering a solution for a new kind of technical problem, for a new microservice, a new approach of enabling a new feature, a big feature. Some people might have the knee-jerk reaction of reaching to the more complex, complicated solutions. And then, if you're lucky, you have that one person in the room that's going to ask about the most trivial, simplest of simple, the obvious of obvious, the most straightforward option of doing stuff. And they're like, hey, Can't we do that in Excel or whatever? You know, I'm exaggerating just a bit, but you're getting my drift, I'm guessing. You know, this is common sense again. That person voicing that concern just might save your team like 2 months of development on a feature that no one even knows if it's going to be worth it yet. And I want those discussions. I want people to feel confident enough to voice that common sense. So trying to wrap this up into a tidy little takeaway for you from this short episode, which frankly I believe can change your life. I mean, I feel like this has made me like 10 times better as an advisor and as a coach to my clients because I'm not afraid of voicing that common sense most of the time. You know, I'm not perfect. The takeaways are A, what I suggested earlier. Try and be more attentive to that little nagging voice and realize when it is being activated and trying to put that voice aside and speaking your common sense. Because again, really, there's nothing to lose or there's no risk. B, I want you to try and do this with your people, with your team as well. So when you're coaching your managers, when you're in, for example, group discussions in an all hands, and someone asks the obvious question, I want you to encourage that. I want you to tell them that you appreciate that question being asked, because you can always be sure that if someone is asking the obvious, it probably isn't that obvious for everyone. It probably has some merit. And, you know, maybe you're going to get 4 times out of every 5 that the obvious is obvious and doesn't add value. But that 5th time we're going to get something extra is worth it. And what is the downside here? We just had to answer 4 questions. Who cares? So we want to embrace common sense. I want you to reduce your filter for common sense and allow more to break through, allow it to be used more regularly. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you have any questions or comments, my email is in the show notes. And once again, I'm reminding you to check out the Are We Doing Good workshop that I'm offering. It's happening in 2 weeks. The link is in the show notes with a bunch of details. Thank you and talk soon.